Summer Sundays are meant for freshly cut grass, ballpark dogs, and the best baseball talk you can find. So kick back with your bacon and eggs and pour yourself a mimosa while Phillies announcer Greg Murphy and Green Legion Radio's Chris Sack break down your fighting fills and take you around the league right now on Baseball Brunch. Play ball!
Good morning, Philadelphia! This is Bud Light Baseball Brunch, powered by Green Legion Radio, 102.5 Fox Sports The Gambler, 104.1 in the Trenton area, WDASAM around the rest of the Delaware Valley, or just simply download that iHeartRadio app and listen to us anywhere crystal clear worldwide. We are broadcasting live from 1100 Social at Xfinity Live here, leading you into Phillies Reds at 105, where Aaron Nola squares off against Sonny Gray. 11 out of 18 of our shows this season have come down to the rubber match. So welcome to Rubber Match Sunday. I'm Chris Sack of Green Legion Radio. And before I introduce my co-host, this guy, at the beginning of the season, one of my best friends, Pat, said that his career had gone down the tubes because he had to work with me this season. And I'll tell you what, his career has gone nothing but up since he started working with me, because he got hired by the Phillies as pre and post game, and then he, out of nowhere, he's covering for Scott Fransky on the radio with play-by-play, and then doing play-by-play on television for a couple nights in a row. Murph, Greg Murphy is in the house, baby. What's going on, Murph?
I owe it all to you, Zach. Absolutely.
I'm telling you, everything has changed for the better for you, Murph, and yes, you do owe it all to me.
Yeah,
thank you.
No doubt about it. Thank you so much. And you know what? Yeah, a lot of fun this weekend. Not so fun on Friday night. Kind of a clunker the Phillies threw out
actually,
there against the Reds.
Let's be honest with ourselves.
We'll get into that, I'm sure. But last night, yesterday down at the ballpark, hot Saturday afternoon day. Phillies really, they did what they needed to do. And how about Matt Moore? We're going to talk about Matt Moore.
Because
he was outstanding yesterday. He really stepped up in a moment where this team needed it. And those are the kind of performances you think about in September when you're in a postseason race, when you're looking for that pennant, you're looking for that division. You'll think back to moments like that and guys stepping up like that. Ronald Torres, another big game out of him. So a lot of good things to talk about. It wasn't the week that we had previously, but still, Phil's hanging tough against some pretty good teams.
For those of you that had doubts about Matt Moore and posted negatively about him on Facebook, you should be ashamed of yourselves.
Yes.
I don't know who would do that. Who would do such a thing? Why are you laughing?
Yeah, because I can picture you with your third beer of the night, and then all of a sudden
there was actually
like,
no beer.
I'm logging on to social media now. Here I go.
We're gonna talk about drunken Facebook posts later on in our second segment. We're gonna have some fun with the word association game. But speaking of, we're gonna go here first. The first segment is brought to you by MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry for all of your residential contract needs. This is who you want to talk to. Everything from additions, renovations, kitchens, baths, closet organization, cabinetry, vanities, basements, everything you need. Mention the Green Legion and get 10% off your order regardless of how much. Reach out to them at www.mcsinc-pa.com or call them at 484-202-3656. That is www.mcsinc-pa.com or call them at 484-202-3656. The owner of MCS Construction is actually in the house. Greg Meisinger, he's here today hanging out with us. And then also State Farm Dave Babuso is here as well hanging out with us. So plenty of sponsorship dollars are being spent with us, and
we better be really good today.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we do appreciate you guys.
We got to talk good today.
Yeah. Right? Well, talking good, I want to talk good real fast. I want to wish my father a happy birthday. Fred Sack is in the house as well. I'm not going to blow his spot up like my sister did on Facebook this morning and say how old he is. But nonetheless, he only has 7 good summers left, apparently, that remember that from last year. And on a somber note, I'd like to acknowledge, because I didn't want to do this last week on last week's show because it wasn't acknowledged yet by the family. Over the years, we've established a family in Section 143 down at the ballpark back in 2009 when I had season tickets. And we lost a dear friend, Kelly Jenkins, last week. She battled ovarian cancer for 6 years. And she finally succumbed on Friday, August 6th. So I know Bobby doesn't listen to the show live, but our heartfelt condolences are out to Bobby and his two daughters at this most difficult time. So, Bobby, we're still thinking about you, and we love you. And the whole section of 143 is with you at this time. So just want to reach out to you and express those condolences.
Absolutely.
From those of us at Bud Light Baseball Brunch and the Green Legion. So, but nonetheless, we are giving people here at Bud Light Baseball Brunch, and we do love to give away tickets. So today, for ticket trivia giveaway, Murph, take it away.
All right. Yeah, we are giving away two tickets to the Phillies Rays on Wednesday, August 25th at 7:05. Happens to be a Hatfield Dollar Dog Night as well, so you're going to get those free tickets and hardly have to spend any money at the ball game.
Not at all.
I
you
love it.
Tickets covered and you get hot dogs. I mean, come on, you can't beat it.
You can't beat it at all. All right, in order to win, you must answer in the comment section on the Green Legion Radio YouTube channel, the Green Legion Facebook page, or on our Twitter handle, at Green Legion, all right? And here we go. Now, I'm going to set it up for you. You'll remember, back in October 12th, 2009, the Phillies were trailing 4-2, heading to the top of the ninth in Game 4 of the NLDS against the Colorado Rockies, looking at a possibility of winner-take-all Game 5 back in Philadelphia. That's not what they wanted. That was until Ryan Howard said to his teammates in the dugout, quote, "Get me to the plate, boys," and he proceeded to tie the game with a two-out, two-run double to right field, which set the stage for Jason Wirth to drive Howard in for the game and series-winning run on the very next batter. That was an awesome moment
in
Phillies history.
When loved it. Yes.
So here's the question. We want to know, who was the pitcher on the mound for the Rockies during the big piece's most clutch moment of his Phillies career? The answer and the winner of the tickets will be announced at the top of our second segment. I did not know the answer to this. I was there. I think I was there.
Actually,
but I do not know the answer to that. I didn't.
Lately, you haven't been getting my my answers.
I'm not very bright.
You said that, not me. I'm not going to sit here and dumb you down, Murph. Don't do that to yourself.
It's the truth.
Well, let's talk about now. We're going to go to out of the box. We're going to talk about the week was that was for the Philadelphia Phillies. Not as exciting as the previous week. Riding off the high of that 8-game winning streak. A lot of, let's just say, non-exciting baseball this week, okay?
Yeah, fair.
3-3 since the last time we were on the air, and hopefully today we can make this homestand. You know, it's already a winning homestand, right? I mean, as of right now,
yeah.
it's a 5-3 homestand, so we would like to be 6-3 after this is over if you include that Mets series. But in those six games with between the Dodgers and the Reds, I'd like to finish this at a 3-3 clip by winning the series today in a rubber match against the Reds.
Yeah, and you know what? If you would have gone into those six games and said, look, if you come out of there 3-3, you'll take that, because look, the Dodgers, I still think the Dodgers are the best team in baseball right now.
The creme de la creme,
yeah,
absolutely.
They really are. They might not be in first place yet, but by the end, I have a feeling they will be. And the Cincinnati Reds, they are a really good team offensively. They don't have the pitching that you probably need to win it all, but from top to bottom, that lineup, man, I'll tell you what, they are as good as anybody in baseball, I think. They hit for power, they hit for average, they get on base, they don't strike out a lot, except for yesterday. But so you come out of those six games at 3-3, I think I would have signed up for that heading into it.
I think
it.
You did sign up for that last week.
Well, there you
I
go.
I think you said it on the show.
Yes.
It's somewhere
I get
on
for that?
Possibly. I'll tell you what, Murph, and I don't know if you saw my text message the other day, but last week
No, I never look at them.
You know, this is disappointing. This is disappointing. You've been liking a lot of them, though, lately. But this week was our most popular episode yet.
See that? We're building.
Playbacks were astronomical compared to any episode that we previously had. And I don't know if people are just searching for Phillies content, but, man, the playbacks were insane. I would divulge the numbers, but I can't because Quimby will probably get on my rear end about that. But nonetheless, let's look back here. Okay, so last Sunday, the Phillies retired Roy Halladay's number 34. In front of 39,000 fans down at Citizens Bank Park, which is a phenomenal on-field ceremony. I know you told us about who was going to be there. Pat was ecstatic when Kyle Kendrick took the field. He was just so happy and giddy over the fact that he got to see his favorite starting pitcher of that era.
I love Kyle.
But nonetheless, Zach Wheeler was just spectacular. And I know he wasn't spectacular this past Friday night against the Reds, but he became the first Phillies pitcher to retire 22 consecutive batters in a start since May 29, 2010, which was the day that Roy Halladay threw his perfect game. And I'll tell you what, I loved Girardi after the game when he got all choked up and emotional, and he said it was like Roy had his hand on Zach that day. And I'll tell you what, man, like that right there, that type of emotion is what I want to see out of a leader for any team in Philadelphia, let alone our Philadelphia Phillies. It was just, it was awesome to see that from Joe.
You know, and it wasn't just Joe Girardi that, you know, kind of had that feeling. Zach Wheeler talked about it after the game, I believe both on television and radio. I can't remember if he did both, but you know, Zach realized the big moment that was in front of him. You know, there was a lot of emotion in the ballpark. Roy Halladay and his legacy, his Hall of Fame career. Obviously, we lost him way too soon, and Zach Wheeler kind of took that and took it upon himself to kind of honor him in a way that only, you know, Roy Halladay would appreciate, and that was going out and just being an absolutely dominant pitcher at the big league level. Zach Wheeler was outstanding that day. That day was great. And that's what I think is so beautiful about the game of baseball. Is that, you know, it's different than other sports because it's an everyday thing. You know, it can be a grind. It's 162. But so many times you get to the ballpark and you see something that is either something you've never seen before or it's something that is so special that you're never going to forget about it. And I don't think we're ever going to forget about that start that Zach Wheeler had in this season on the day they celebrated Roy Halladay's life. I don't think we'll ever forget about it. We'll be talking about that 10 years from now on Bud Light Baseball Brunch.
10 years from now, I'm happy that you're planning on keeping me around that long for sure. But I will say this though, you know, we had that big win, we swept the Mets, you know, we took over first place, you know, solidly last week. Mm-hmm. But then Mother Nature decides to ruin the rest of the next couple days for us on Tuesday and Wednesday. I said all along that the Phillies didn't lose to the Dodgers; they lost to Mother Nature.
Yeah,
Mother Nature went 2-0 against the Phillies this week, and not saying that, you know, but I'll look at this okay on Tuesday. Max Scherzer was dialed in on Tuesday night.
He was.
But Aaron Nola gave up one hit through four, striking out seven Dodgers on 51 pitches before the skies opened up. And Wednesday, I loved what Girardi did. By changing up about an hour before the game, he puts Connor Brogdon in there, yeah. knowing what's coming.
Learn from your mistakes,
oh,
right?
Oh, man, I'll tell you. And then, now listen, the rain didn't last as long on Wednesday as it did on Tuesday, where you had to lose Aaron Nola. I mean, if Kyle Gibson did start the game, you would have brought him back. I think it was only a 50-minute rain delay that night. But he had Connor Brogdon pitch the first. He had Hector Neris pitch the second. Then the rain happened. Now, The down part about this week for me is the fact that the offense went completely cold.
Yeah.
Violently cold is what I have here on my run sheet. Four games from Tuesday to Friday, the Phillies only scored 5 runs.
We had a stat on the broadcast yesterday. Larry Anderson actually brought this to my attention on Friday night when we were doing the Friday night roundtable. He said that.
Which is fantastic, by the way.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. But he said, guys, when was the last time? Now, this is Friday night. When was the last time that the Phillies put together 2 hits in 1 inning? How many innings do you think it was Friday night before they put 2 hits together in 1 inning?
Was it last Saturday?
It was 42 innings.
Yikes.
Yeah, that's how long the streak was. The Phillies didn't have 2 hits in 1 inning. And it ended yesterday at 48 when they finally got 2 hits, I think, in the 6th inning in yesterday's game. So how about that? I mean, that's hard to do. 48 straight innings without more than one hit. It's hard to score runs that way. I mean, they weren't walking a whole lot either, so you don't have a lot of base runners. That's a lot of quick innings. That's a lot of inept offense right there. So, I mean, it's going to happen in the course of a season, but coming off of that 8-game win streak, it kind of was like, ugh. You know, it kind of brought you back down a little bit. But the good news is that the Mets and the Braves can't get out of their own ways either. And, you know, the weekend's pretty much the way it starts with the Phillies still in first place.
Well, the funny thing is I'm sure that L.A. didn't decide to do his own research on that because I know you Phillies broadcasters don't do your own research. You guys have people that do that for you.
We do?
I've seen it.
Yeah, I do it for L.A. He does it for Scott. Scott does it for me. That's how it works.
But I'll tell you, man, with the offense the way it's gone cold, I mean, they're missing Rhys Hoskins. We're going to dive into injuries here in a few minutes. Andrew McCutchen just came off the injured list. J.T. having to leave the game in the first inning on Thursday afternoon and not playing on Friday night.
Yeah. That could have been worse.
That could have been worse. And thankfully, you know, he did concussion protocol and that didn't cost us anything in the long you know, scheme of things because, you know, we would have lost him for 7 days
right.
if he did have a concussion. So, and then tempers were flaring this week in the dog days of summer. You know, Joe Girardi got tossed in the 9th inning on Thursday. Bryce Harper got tossed in the 9th inning on Friday. I'll tell you what, I think these guys have an understanding exactly of what they have coming for them in the stretch run here these last 7 weeks. You know, and that's how things tend to work out in the month of August, Murph. Mm-hmm. It's just things with, you know, with the tempers flaring and everybody, like, man, I love that.
Oh, I
love
too.
That, man. Ian Kennedy had those 2 pitches that were strikeout pitches, and Girardi gets rung up for that. And, you know, it kind of brings me back to the old days with Charlie getting tossed and, you know, like, what do you got?
Did you like Joe's comment, which was, really, I was done arguing. You want to throw me out when I'm arguing with you. Don't throw me out when I'm walking down the steps.
When my back is turned.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the umpires have not been good this past. The umpires haven't been real good all season long, and not just for the Phillies. I mean, I think it's been league-wide. There's a real shortage of the top-flight umpires at this point in Major League Baseball, which is unfortunate. I loved what Ian Kennedy said after, you know, so he really – in effect, had struck out two separate guys that both ended up walking. And he said, well, hey, if nothing else, I know I can get a five-out save.
Yeah, Girardi said that, too. Yeah.
You know, that was great. Talk about glass half full. I love the way you're looking at that. So, but you're right. You know, it was one of those weeks, you know, and in August and when it was hot and miserable and the rain and rain delays, you know, it can be a grind. It certainly can. I mean, baseball's, look, we would all love to make our living playing the game of baseball, but when you're in it,
I would love
and
the
you're
checks.
Going, and you're
the
going,
checks
yeah,
would be nice.
That'd be nice, but when you're in the middle of it, 162, it can be tough, and it can be tough mentally and physically, and
this week
and the
especially.
Best teams, yeah, and the best teams
brutal.
Are the ones that can kind of fight through that, and I think the Phils. They did what they had to do. They kind of treaded water this week. And now you look towards this West Coast trip. Arizona is dreadful. You need to take care of business out there in Arizona,
huge.
Despite what happened last night out there in the desert. And then you go up to San Diego and you play a Padres team that is headed in the wrong direction right now. They're in a free fall, and their offense is not what it was earlier this
jerk.
Season.
So. Yeah, how does he know where we're going?
Thank you. But there you go. So it's like this is the week now where you get back up and you win five out of six. You know, four out of two for sure, but maybe five out of six.
Yeah,
and
it's a must four out of two.
Yeah, you get it going again.
But I'll tell you what, the biggest surprise of the week was Matt Moore starting that game yesterday. It was unbelievable on Saturday afternoon. Six innings of no-hit ball with only two walks allowed and eight strikeouts and 76 pitches. He went to the plate in the bottom of the sixth to bunt over Odubel, but was then lifted in the top of the seventh for Hector Neris. I'll tell you what, I saw a lot of crying about this on Facebook and Twitter. None of it was by me yesterday about the move that Joe Girardi moved in this circumstance.
Sorry, Diaz isn't here. You don't have to explain.
Well, I do have to explain myself. Actually, well, we found out.
Yeah, we're going to rip him for not showing up.
Yeah, well, also, we found out yesterday he doesn't really listen to the show. He's just mad because he doesn't have his own show. But nonetheless, first, Matt Moore hadn't thrown this many pitches in a game since July 22nd when he threw 96.
Yeah.
Going into the third time against the Reds lineup, it was time to lift him for Hector Neris, who had a 1.45 ERA in 16 appearances since the 4th of July. Second, there was no issue with Matt Moore doing a sacrifice bunt to put Odubel on second and putting him in runner scoring
perfect
position.
Bunt.
Yeah, perfect
well,
bunt.
Actually, a little hard, but got the job
but
done.
But it set the table for two batters later. J.T. Realmuto made it 2-0, which allowed Girardi to hold on to a player like Travis Jankowski, who he used to pinch hit an inning later to make it 3-0. There's nothing wrong with using a pitcher in that circumstance to sacrifice a runner over.
Yeah. So the flip side is, okay, well, he had a no-hitter. Yeah, he did have a no-hitter, but there was
But it's Matt Moore!
Right, and there was no way, and Matt Moore will be the first person to tell you this, there was no way he was going to get through
the ninth
inning. My
mom's shaking her head over there.
he wasn't going to get to the ninth inning.
She had to listen to it at home already.
If he's not going to get to the ninth inning, then it's okay to lift him at that moment when you think, all right, the matchups with Hector are perfect, and they were. He came in through 10 pitches and got through the seventh inning. You know, Archie Bradley gives up the solo home run in the eighth, and the feel-good story goes away, right? But at the end of the day, the Phils were looking to win that
game.
Just
win the game.
And afterwards, Matt said in the post-game interview, Matt said, look, he said, I haven't shown that I've been able to get deeper into games this whole season. And he said, Joe made a decision at that point to pull me, and I totally respect that. And all that mattered was that we were going to win that game. And you know what? Give Matt Moore a lot of credit because he went up. Into you know, a lot of times, starting pitcher gets pulled out of the game. They watch the rest of the inning. They go up, they get showered, and they watch the rest of the game in the clubhouse. Matt Moore did not. He came back down to the dugout. He watched that game with his teammates. He was out on the field celebrating at the end of the game. That's the kind of stuff that you want to be seeing.
That's the kind of stuff that'll get you a free eyebrow wax from Green Legion Radio.
Do you offer that?
To Matt Moore?
Jeez. Normally, Quimby offers other types of waxes for Green Legion Radio.
Yeah, I'm sure he does. But I'm telling you that's the kind of thing that you know kind of brings clubhouses together. And it's important. It might not sound important right now, but it is. When you're making a run and you've got another 60 games to play or 50 games to play, whatever they got left, you need everybody involved. You need everybody invested. And right now, this clubhouse is invested.
Yeah, these guys right now are like good neighbors. And at State Farm, it's all about good neighbors. Life is full of surprises. Some good, some not so good. That's why your State Farm agent is there with good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates for everyone. Yep, that's right. At State Farm, you get great service and great rates with every policy, so you can be prepared for all life surprises. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. When you want the real deal, call Dave Avuso, Sleeveless State Farm Agency.
That's right.
856-740-5012. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
That was as smooth as an eyebrow wax right there. That really was.
That no was meant doubt. To cause a speed bump, you guys. That was a bump in the road.
This is Bud Light Green Legion Radio here with Bud Light Baseball Brunch, for sure.
With play-by-play Phillies announcer Greg Murphy.
Yes, I was going to get to that. Make sure you guys stop on over here at 1100 Social to hang out with us before the game today. And there's a mimosa crawl going on, so we got a bunch of ladies that are hanging out, getting their drink on. So make sure you guys make your way over here to hang out with us.
You sure? I'll talk about that one next time so you don't have to worry about it.
My wife is fine.
Guys just make a left turn. They're like, what? Wait. Mimosa crawl? I'm in.
God. We're going to go to break here after these messages. We'll be right back here on Bud Light Baseball Brunch, live here on 102.5 Fox Sports The Gambler.
Buffett, I love it. The next sip, a small plastic drink pouch that frees your hands while you keep your beverage in the ready position. NECK Next Sip, trying to free up those hands and wear your drink, everybody. It holds any beverage, even bottles, cans, and snacks. Text with both hands and drink at the same time. Visit NextSip.com and follow them at NextSip. Customize it any way you want. Perfect for sporting events, Philly born and USA made, only $5 each, 15% off when you use the code Green Legion. Again, visit NextSip.com and follow them at NextSip. I should have brought my NextSip to the Buffett concert on Thursday night.
I was just about to say, welcome back to Bud Light Baseball Brunch here.
Yeah.
Oh, no doubt about it. Welcome back. Bud Light Baseball Brunch here on 102.5 Fox Sports The Gambler. I'm Chris Sack of Green Legion Radio, sitting alongside Parrot Head Phillies broadcaster Greg Murphy. No doubt about it, man. I know he was at the show the other night and having a good time. He wanted a different song, but apparently iHeart doesn't carry it, so... Yeah, they need to step their game up in the world of Jimmy Buffett, for sure. But, hey, let's acknowledge first and foremost here, the winner of our tickets for the trivia giveaway is none other than Christine Mays, sitting up there at the bar. Thank you for tuning in and checking us out here today. She is the winner of two tickets to the Dollar Dog Night game on Wednesday, August 25th, against the Tampa Bay Rays. The answer for the trivia question was Rockies All-Star closer Houston Street. I saw a Rafael Betancourt on here. That's a solid pool.
The fun question for a while. How do you get to the World Series?
Oh, Houston Street. Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. Actually, that does sound familiar. I think that was a bad headline in the Inquirer or something.
How do you get to the National League Championship Series? Houston Street or something.
Yeah, actually, it does sound familiar.
I like Broad Street better, personally.
All right, so let's go ahead here. We're going to try something new this week because I always like, this second segment is always like, I like to have some fun with it. And I knew that we were going to have a crowd down here today. I didn't know we were going to have 2,000 people drinking mimosas here today. But nonetheless, here we are in the grand scheme of things. We're going to do a word association game with Murph. And it looks like Quimby's going to be sitting on this, too. So we'll see if he has...
Oh, man.
Listen, Quimby, these have to be clean words.
I can say nothing.
Clean words.
You may want to instill that.
I don't want to hear a turkey, okay?
Jansen, get ready.
All right, so when I say a topic, Murph is going to give me a word that best comes to mind, and then he's going to elaborate on it, okay? I know a lot of people probably see this with, certain shows that you watch on certain networks, but heck, everything gets recycled in this business, right? So that's how it goes. So, first and foremost, Field of Dreams game between the Yankees and White Sox.
Nailed it. It was awesome. I think Major League Baseball, who doesn't always do everything right, let's be honest.
Rob Manfred.
Yeah, but man, I think that they got...
Bud Selig before him.
They got this one right, for sure. The job that... Was it Fox? It was a fun Fox, right?
Yeah.
Fox did an outstanding job with their broadcast, the pictures that came out of Iowa, the way that ballpark came together and looks on television. I wanted to get in my car and drive to Iowa and check it out. Kevin Franzen, who obviously I work with over here at the ballpark, he did the pregame show for MLB Radio, so he was there on site, and he said it was just one of the best experiences that he's ever had in the game of baseball. So I think they nailed it. It was awesome. Hopefully, they also got a great game, which helps.
Oh, man, unbelievable game. What an ending.
Yeah, apparently the ball flies out to right in the cornfields out there in Iowa because there was home run after home run after home run into the corn at right. But look, for a certain generation that grew up watching that movie, And that's me. And
does it still get you at the end?
Oh man,
do you still cry at the end? Me too. I know.
Yeah.
I know.
It's up there as one of my favorite movies of all time. So, yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome. Not a bad thing to say about it.
All right, me too. I really enjoyed the ending. I mean, just to see what happened with Liam Hendricks, you know, at the end with the way he melted down with Stanton. And just, I'm getting to you, Pumpkin. Settle down. All right. And then, you know, Tim Anderson with the walk-off home run.
Yeah.
Did you see the clip that they had on Twitter of him rounding third base and they were playing because the fireworks were going off in the background? And it was, they were playing the song, you know, America, sweet America. They were playing just like they did in Sandlot.
Okay. No,
I didn't see that part.
Good,
did I sing that well?
Not really.
Okay.
I mean, if off keys, well,
yes. I saw the look on your face and that, you know, God, you know. Quimby, I'm going to take it to you now. I'm just going to bury myself in shame.
Did anybody else hear him say this was word association, not complete novel?
He said nailed it.
I said nailed it.
He said nailed it.
And then
we elaborate
and then
on.
I elaborate.
Oh, I got you.
Okay. We got 20 minutes.
I have one word.
Yeah, you gave 45 minutes to Diaz to do a top 10 things to be excited about for the Eagles. No, you did.
I actually walked out and went and smoked a cigarette on the balcony. That's how much I was getting annoyed
with
that.
You left us with that disaster yesterday afternoon.
Why do you think?
Yes, thank you so much for that. What do you got?
Over.
The game is over?
No.
It went over.
It went over.
You took
the over.
All right.
All right.
Well, no stadium walls?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Not in the middle of a cornfield?
Yeah, the ball was flying a little bit.
How many home runs were hit in that game?
I think it was seven or eight. Yeah.
Yeah.
Number two.
Good time.
Kevin Costner.
I got it. Old.
I don't know. Cool. I kind of like Kevin Costner.
I didn't like what he said when he asked if this is heaven twice. Like, you're really trying to get a rise out of everybody. Put on your pom-poms and your cheerleader outfit.
Did you think for a second that they weren't going to use that line over and over again?
No, but he didn't need to use it twice. I only have one question. Is this heaven?
Maybe he didn't get the buzz.
And people clapped.
Oh. Yeah, and he said, I can't hear you.
I can't hear you. Is this heaven? Like, yo, dude, come on.
They thought they were going to get a bigger buzz for it, right? And I'll tell you what, he looks good for his age.
Yeah, he does look good.
He looks good. And the funny thing is they had him. They had a dual picture between him and his father from the movie. And obviously, he's the older of the two.
Right.
But I thought, like, you know, Kevin Costner, man, like, it's just funny with, like, if you look back at, like, his filmography and what he's done. I mean, none of it's really great, otherworldly great. Like, Field of Dreams to me is the best movie he's ever done. I mean, you guys grew up in that.
Yeah,
in that
no, he's been era. He's been in some pretty good ones. I mean, you know, you think
I still enjoy For Love of the Game a lot.
Yeah. What about what's the?
I mean, Kelly Preston didn't have to be in there, but
what, is it Untouchables that
Untouchables
yeah,
was great?
It was a great movie. I'll tell you what, if you're not watching Yellowstone right now, he's star of Yellowstone on I don't know what channel it's on, Paramount, I think. That's an awesome show right now.
I'm distracted right now.
Yeah.
I'm sure you are, Quimby. Let's go to number three. I want to talk about the schedule makers. Phillies have 15 games left against the NL East. All of them are on the road.
Yeah, you know, not ideal. Not ideal. Two words. All right? They're my two words. Now, can I elaborate if that's okay? Making the schedule in Major League Baseball, I mean, that is so way above, like, my intellectual level. I don't know how they do it, honestly. It's like this incredibly massive project. But, yeah, you know, normally September, you're facing your division teams. You're facing them at home. You're facing them away. That's what we've seen over the last couple of years. For whatever reason, this year, it's not going to play out that way. But I do think it might work to the Phillies' advantage, quite frankly. You know, we look at their schedule going forward, and I'd rather not be playing teams that, you know, it's a one-game swing near the end. I'd rather play those bottom feeders in the other division and take care of your own business at this point. So maybe it ends up being a blessing in disguise.
What do you got, Quim?
Unreliable. Every time, it's the same deal with Major League Baseball as it is with the NFL and them scheduling games. They put asterisks on certain games, certain series, and when they want to have the most ratings possible, and then they create this hierarchy of the rest of the
slots. That's fair.
And if you get overlooked, you're going to wind up with 15 games against NL East opponents all on the road at the end of the season. And it's crap as far as I'm concerned. They don't put Yeah, everybody goes, oh.
Is that your word? Is it crap?
Crap.
Okay.
I'm just
elaborating.
And in the NFL, it's the same thing. Obviously, you know, we watch the NFL schedule very close.
Yes.
It drastic impact on our sales for the entire year. But everybody goes, oh, they've got the bean counters in there figuring this out. You know, everybody using every type of revenue a cost analysis possible. No, it's some idiot throwing a dart against a board. That's what it is.
It'd be a good gig if you can get it. You know?
Seriously.
Yeah.
Gauntlet. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. I mean, I know the division isn't great, but having to go on the road for 15 games and not having a single one at Citizens Bank Park or a single series at Citizens Bank Park in September, it's going to be tough.
It's not ideal, but they still have the weakest schedule going forward.
That's
the bottom line.
I understand, but even though the Braves are next week, we'll touch base on that in the last segment. Number four, Chris Sale returns after 732 days since his last start thanks to Tommy John surgery. His first start yesterday since August 13th of 2019. Almost 2 years to the day.
Yeah, you know, all right. Let's see what he can do. I've never been much of a Chris Sale. I know he's a terrific pitcher.
Third best ERA.
I can't stand the Red Sox, so don't make me talk about that.
I have to because you said they were going to stink, and they have for like the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, they have.
But before the season, when I said they were my dark horse, you said the Red Sox are going
to
stink.
Right. Well, there's still some games to be played, so we'll see. Look, does it help the Red Sox to get Chris Sale back? Yeah, it certainly does. But, you know, it's a tough road to come back from Tommy John, and especially at his age. I mean, that's got to be, what, 30? 33, 34 at this point?
Maybe 32? I don't know.
Somewhere around
really
that.
Following his age. I was worrying about my dad's age.
Well, there you go. But you know what? I don't know.
Who's worse?
It doesn't
who's
move
worse?
The
him or your daughter?
Uh-huh. I didn't say the number. My sister did. What's the word you're associating with him?
Eh.
Eh. Okay.
Yeah.
Eh. Is that a word? Is that in the dictionary? What do you got for me, Quimby?
Don't care.
Ah.
It's kind of like, eh.
Yeah, we're talking about this week in Major League Baseball. What the heck?
Don't care is a polite euphemism for
all right. Yeah. Number five.
32, by the way. He's 32.
32. You thank you. The San Francisco Giants.
Slash
75 wins. Best team in baseball.
Surprising. For sure. That's the word.
It's a good word. That's better than eh.
Yeah. In the NL West. Feel good. You know, there wasn't anybody who follows the game of baseball that didn't pick the Dodgers or the Padres to win that division.
Correct.
And honestly, the guys that picked the Padres were just saying it because they didn't want to pick the Dodgers. No one thought the San Francisco Giants were going to be in the mix. And you know what? They are. And it's not a fluke. That is a good team. They can hit. They pitch as well as anybody in the National League.
Added Chris Bryant at the trade deadline.
Yeah, look, they are in it to win it. Whether or not they can hold off the Dodgers, I don't know. I think the Dodgers probably catch them eventually.
Five games behind them right now.
But the
actually,
Giants,
I think it's four.
The Giants are going to be in the postseason. I mean, barring an epic collapse, and go ahead there. I opened the door for you because Gabe Kapler has had two epic collapses in the past couple of years.
That put a big smile on my face.
Yeah.
If it actually happens, it'll put a bigger smile on my face.
Short of an epic collapse, they are going to be in the postseason. You think Gabe Kapler wouldn't mind meeting the Phils in October?
Love it. I would love it myself.
I would love it too.
Do you have a word to associate with this? You're fiddling with your phone.
He's looking for synonyms.
All right, I'm going to go to number six here.
No, hold on. No. Don't you do that on me.
He's like coconut oil.
I was just going to say man crush. Because all you want to do is keep talking about Gabe Kapler.
Oh, no. In some capacity.
Am I right, Slash?
Listen, here's the thing.
Thank you.
Here's the thing, all right? Listen, I look at life as reverse psychology in some contexts, okay? And my buddy Pat over here, he can attest to this.
He's not going to help you now.
August 8th, 2008. And I'm going to explain myself real quick because Diaz wanted to rip me this week for saying what I said about the Phillies on Facebook during a drunken post a couple weeks ago. And then the Phillies went on an 8-game winning streak. A lot of times reverse psychology tends to work. August 8th, 2008, the Phillies lost 2-0 in 12 innings to the Pirates. On the way out of the ballpark, I was extremely livid. I was screaming. I was doing Eagles chants. I was doing Let's Go Flyers chants all the way out of the stadium. After that blow up of mine, they go 30-15 the rest of the regular season, 11-3 in the playoffs, and 41-18 since my great pirate rant of 2008. Full credit is blown to me and my negativity. I blow up in the Phillies 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, there's another keyword there.
2 weeks ago, I blow up in the Phillies. They go on an 8-game winning streak for the first time in 10 years. I call out Matt Moore on Facebook yesterday. The guy throws 6 no-hit innings. Is anybody following a trend here?
Can you blow up on me right before the Powerball goes off? please.
Let's be negative, people. All right? Everybody knew when Murph and I were doing this show that Murph was going to have to be the apologist because he works for the team. And
that's
not
why. That's not why. Everything I say, I believe.
Pretty much.
Yeah. All right. See, there's my...
Except that, what
all right,
I just
so
said.
Just tell Diaz to start listening right there. And I don't have to go to my last thing, which is I'm going to say drunken Phillies related Facebook post. But real quick before we wrap up the segment, the last one, NL wild card race.
In play. For so much of the season, we thought, all right, two teams coming out of the West, whoever wins the division, then the next two teams going to be in the wild card, and the NL East and the NL Central, you know, don't have a shot. That has all changed. The Reds now are 2.5. Did the Padres win last night?
No, they got no hit.
Oh, yeah, right. They lost.
We're going to talk about that in Kenny.
So the Reds are 2.5 games out of that wild card spot now. The Phillies and the Braves are only 5 games out of that wild card spot.
I think they're actually 4.
4 now because they won yesterday, right. Got to get up there.
And the Reds are 3.
You talk about like writing, you know, that wild card race off early in the season, and now all of a sudden it is right there. Phillies go out and play San Diego and take care of business. They might be right there in the wild card chase. So, I mean, obviously you want to win the division, but all of a sudden that second wild card spot
I heard it, but I was going to let it go. You brought it up.
another margarita, please. It's back up for grabs. And you know what? That makes it so much fun. September is going to be fun in Philadelphia for sure. There you go.
44. That's the magic number.
Okay.
All right. For the wild card?
No, to win the division.
To win the division. All right.
All right. Solid analysis right there by our esteemed leader of Green Legion
Radio. I'm trying
to
keep it simple.
Keep it simple, stupid. KISS. That's what they always say, right? All right. Well, we have Cherry Hill Triplex as the premier New Jersey Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Kia, Mitsubishi, and Ram dealer serving South Jersey and all of the Delaware Valley. You have a huge selection of new and used vehicles from which to choose. Cherry Hill Triplex, online and offline customers enjoy vehicle specials every day. We offer Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Kia, Mitsubishi, and Ram service and parts, an online inventory, and outstanding financing options, making Cherry Hill Triplex the preferred dealer serving the entire Delaware Valley. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Kia, Mitsubishi, and Ram buyers, get ready and set up a test drive. Visit us in Cherry Hill, New Jersey today. Coming up, can I redeem myself after my pathetic week last week in our pick segment?
No.
And we have another esteemed edition of Can You Believe It? Coming up right here after these messages, right here on 102.5 Fox Sports The Gambler with Bud Light Baseball Brunch, right after this.
Company is the premier vintage sports clothing and collectibles retail store in the tri-state area. Visit www.buckscountybaseballco.com or stop by their Bristol, PA location. Items for the Phillies, Eagles, Sixers, Flyers, and much more. Again, visit www.buckscountybaseballco.com or stop by their Bristol, PA location. The showroom is huge, the website even bigger. Bucks County Baseball Company, the name in Philly for vintage sports.
Welcome back to Bud Light Baseball Brunch for our final segment here on this beautiful Sunday morning after I almost died mowing my backyard yesterday.
Should have waited a day.
Giggity.
And for those of you that were wondering why we were coming back in with some Miley Cyrus, we got a bunch of people getting white girl wasted down here today for this Mimosa Festival at 1100 Social here at Xfinity Live. So, yes, party it up and let's do it. Let's have some fun here today. All right. Taking you in, we got plenty of time here left before we go into Phillies Reds. We have more time right now in our final segment than I think we've ever had.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we got 14 minutes to play with here.
Okay.
So before we do our picks, okay, can you give us an injury update?
I don't want to hang around that long.
I want to talk about some injuries here because I know you were
giggity.
You just received an update on Sam Coonrod. You were listening to a clip before our last segment about Zach Eflin. I think we all know that Rhys Hoskins will be back at some point this week.
He just received
a cortisone shot. Now, he can come off on Tuesday, but I don't think he'll be back on Tuesday.
They're
very hopeful that he'll be back on Tuesday. Okay. That is the talk. So he's eligible to come back Tuesday, and they think he may be back on Tuesday. Groins are, it's a tough injury because the last thing you need is for him to re-injure, because now you're looking mid-September to get him back. So they're trying to be as careful as they can.
Doesn't sound good with a cortisone shot to the groin.
Ooh, no, that sounds...
No, thank you.
No, thank you as well.
Sign me up for something else.
Yeah. That's like Hollis talking about that needle that Irving Fryer got in his toe.
Oh, God. All of that stuff. No, I don't need anything.
What do we have on Sam Coonrod?
Yeah, so Coonrod met with the media today over there at the ballpark just about a half an hour ago. He is going to start a rehab assignment with Lehigh Valley on Tuesday.
Thank God.
Yeah, that's big because, that arm in the bullpen is needed late in ball games. So he's been dealing with that forearm issue. He had a setback the last time that he started to throw. Hopefully he is ready to go.
Well, that's good news if he's going to Lehigh Valley.
Yeah, it is. So hopefully, they'll probably have him do one, then sit, and then have him do back-to-backs. So maybe you get him back sometime. Well, maybe on the next homestand.
All right, so when we come back against the Rays?
I wouldn't be surprised. Also, Vince Velasquez threw a simulated game yesterday. The live
nobody
hitters.
Cares.
No, yeah, no, it's important.
Did he get lit up?
Look, you need these arms. You need these arms to get lit up.
He sat there, he's like, I got updates on this guy. It was like, behave yourself. Vince Velasquez.
Vinny's going to start a rehab assignment on Tuesday in Clearwater. I'm moving on.
Yeah, you better watch out, man. You better watch out. He's going to treat you like he treated that guy up in Boston getting on the bus.
That's right. Zach Eflin. Big news, right? So he threw a simulated game today, which was great, off the mound, and he's getting closer. You're right. I was listening to what he had to say. It was difficult, quite frankly, to hear down here.
Because he got me screaming at you, next sip.
I don't have all the details, but it sounded like he's moving in the right direction. Again, when you get Zach Eflin back, and it's not if, it's when, and he will be back. Now you look at that rotation and you think to yourself, all right. I mean, your
weakest link is a stud kid right now.
Exactly right. So that's really good. Get him back, get him healthy for the stretch run, and this Phillies team's going to be in good shape. So all the injury updates, and Alvarado, Joe Girardi told us yesterday that Alvarado also feeling much better, and it might only be the 10 days for Alvarado as well. Just the depth that all offers in the bullpen is good news.
Awesome. Glad to hear it. So let's go ahead. Let's get to our six picks here. Murph last week went 2-1 yet again.
Yeah, he did.
My man's riding a hot streak right now, and unfortunately for myself, I went 0-3. And
what's that called?
That's called the big over.
Yeah.
Thank you. Is Jansen?
Thank you, John.
Is that still Jansen, or is that the new guy, Timmy O'Keefe? Because
Tim O'Keefe.
Yeah. Is that the new guy? All right.
Well done.
Listen, flat out, I suck right now.
Right.
I do.
Right.
I can be so much better. Murph is now 27-25-1 on the season. I'm 26-27. So if you bet with me, you're probably going to lose. But not this week because I'm getting back up on that horse.
Yeah.
Jansen, I'm telling you right now, I'm in studio next week. I'm going to strangle you.
That was me.
Was that you?
Well done.
John, I love you. I'll see you in studio next week, buddy.
Yeah. Look at that. He's got his own
sound
effects and everything. All right,
first pick. What do you got?
Well, the Diamondbacks had a great moment last night. They get a no-hitter from a former Phillies prospect, a reliever his whole career. Gets
Come on, him away.
Making his first major league start. Yeah. I won't get into it too much, but he throws the no-hitter. I think they're going to have, not only are they going to have a literal hangover today, are the Diamondbacks, they're also going to have a baseball hangover. I love the Padres in this one, -160. Take the Padres over the D-backs. The Diamondbacks are not a good team, despite what happened yesterday. So love the Padres. Load up on them.
Talking from experience here about hangovers, the parrot head, Greg Murphy, he had one on Friday morning for sure after the concert on Thursday night.
Yeah.
Never.
No.
Well, why don't we tell that story about San Diego?
Move along.
Yeah. Okay, all right. So I'm going to go with the Dodgers here on Sunday Night Baseball. -180 to sweep the Mets with Scherzer on the mound. And just so I can hear Noah Syndergaard cry, because this guy right here, he hasn't pitched at all this season.
Yeah,
he wants to put on his Thor. Oh my gosh, his luscious locks must
he's
be
not
nice.
Thor, he's sore. That's what he is.
Some of us are going bald, and this guy has a nice, long mane of hair. Nonetheless, he wants to put on his Instagram story. Hey, MLB, ESPN, whose dumb idea was it?
Talk to yourself, man. Only you and Slash are going bald on this panel.
Listen, I'm not going bald. I am bald. Okay? I put the old zero on the Clippers yesterday. But Noah Syndergaard on his Instagram story, Whose dumb idea was it to change tomorrow's game to a night game when we're traveling to the West Coast after? Won't get in until Monday morning. Take on the first-place Giants later that evening. Brilliant. Ah! You get Max Scherzer tonight, and you're going to like it. You're going to get shut out. You're going to lose. You're going to get swept because you guys stink.
Yeah, talk about
it. Go Dodgers.
I mean, seriously. Talk about whining.
Seriously.
That is whining.
Cry me a river, as JT would say. Cry me a river.
When you get back on the active roster, you can start talking like that if you want.
Yeah, get a haircut.
That too.
Or most of them cut.
I like that one. All right, how about I'm going over the number here on this game. Blue Jays and Mariners. You got Mats versus Gilbert in this one out there in Seattle. I'm going over. It's 8.5, and I love this Blue Jays offense. I just love it. I think they're
solid.
Capable of scoring 6, 7, 8 runs every time they step on the field. And the Mariners, you know, they're not bad either.
I took the over on the last Blue Jays game you recommended on the last baseball brunch.
How'd that go?
Very bad.
Very badly. All right, well, we're going to get back on track. Lay it all down today, all right? Because I love the Blue Jays. Over 8.5, Mariners take it.
When the hell does he take gambling advice from anybody?
Yeah, really? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
He knows how.
I just want to hear over. That's all somebody has to say.
Over.
And I lose my...
All right, so I'm going to go. My second pick is the Brewers, -200 to take 2-3 versus the Pirates this weekend. Pirates are 1-9 in their last 10. They flat out stink. And if I'm going to get back up on that horse, I have to take advantage of teams that stink. And I'm going to do it this week.
Yeah, and you know I like that because that was one of my original
low-hanging
picks.
Fruit, Murph.
And
low-hanging fruit.
I handed that one to you, so you get that one.
Oh, please. You owed me. We both had that pick. You owed me from last week, although the pick that we both had, that was your one
that
loss
was my one
week.
Loss, yeah. Thanks
I would have been 0-4.
I should have known better. You know what? I should probably take the Pirates over the Brewers right now.
Am I allowed to point out Bachelorettes?
Sure, you can't quit.
Come on, there it is.
I'm going to point out my
good
lovely wife
you.
Over here. Hi, honey, I love you.
All right, A's over Rangers, my final pick. I'm going, you know what, I've ridden the other side of the Texas Rangers for quite some time now. They are a bad team, getting worse. They traded their two best players to the Phillies. So I'm taking the A's. They're -213. That is the definition of low-hanging fruit. But I'm going to grab it, and I'm going to eat it up. So that sounds like 3-0 for me this
week. Did you see the Cubs lost 10 in a row, and their starters' ERA is over 8, and their relief pitchers' ERA is over 7.
None of that's good, right?
No. If they weren't playing the Marlins today, I would have picked against the Cubs.
Yeah, right. That's a bad baseball game right there.
All right, my last one, I'm taking the under 10.5 Cardinals-Royals. Jay Happ versus Bubich. 6.34 ERA for Happ, 4.43 on the other side with the Royals. I'm sorry, that number is a little too high. I think today we're going to go under on that number for sure. So those are our 6 picks. And Timmy O'Keefe, get ready to hit it. Can you believe it?
Can you believe it?
Just like, can you believe the fact that John Jansen over there in the studios has a home run clip from Phillies broadcaster Greg Murphy, the television broadcaster Greg Murphy. Jansen, do we have that dubbed up, and are you ready to play it here? I'm assuming not.
You want me to recreate it?
Deep to left field. That one will go! Andrew McCutchen, a solo shot. Number 21 on the season for Kutch, and the Phillies now lead it 6-1.
You know, my man, you said it with some sass right there.
That's right.
You said it with some sass. And I'll tell you what, your home run call is way better than Chris Wheeler's. There she goes! It's way better than Chris Wheeler.
Come on.
It's not a shot. It's not a shot.
Is this where I'm not supposed to talk again?
Yes, this is exactly when you're not supposed to talk again. Yeah, well, thank you for that.
All right, so can you believe
it? McCutchen's was a no doubt about it, by the way.
Yes.
That was an easy one to call.
So can you believe it? Two things that we found interesting from Major League Baseball over the last week. Murph, what's your first one for me?
All right, so how about this? This happened back on Tuesday, which was the day that Aaron Nola and Scherzer were pitching, and they, you know, both lost to the Rays, where this stat may not have happened. But how about this? Can you believe this? The longest start in the majors that day on Tuesday for any pitcher in baseball was 6 innings. That's the first time in Major League Baseball history that every team was in action on a given day and no starting pitcher pitched more than 6 innings. How about that?
And
that is not a great thing for the game right there. It's just not. But that's remarkable. It's never happened before.
Tuesday?
Yeah, on Tuesday.
Was it at 98 degrees with an index of 112?
Well, here it was. I don't know what it was elsewhere.
I think it was pretty
much
along the
way. Quimmy, we're not trying to talk about your favorite boy band. Okay? let's pull back off of that.
I was going to bring the Heat Miser into it.
All right. So my first one, you guys, everybody knows that I have a love for Adam Wainwright. Especially after he dropped that epic curveball with the bases loaded in Game 7 of the 2006 NLCS on Carlos Beltran so that the Mets wouldn't advance to the World Series. So I have to establish that once again, Murph. Okay. Adam Wainwright, 39 years old and 346 days, okay, is the oldest pitcher to throw a shutout on 88 pitches or fewer since pitches have been counted. 1988 was the first year that they started counting him. His 11 shutouts are the most by a Cardinals pitcher in the wild card era, which started in 1995. And those 88 pitches and a shutout are the second fewest by a Cardinals pitcher since pitches have been counted, started in 1988 again. But Bob Tewksbury, August 17th, 1990, threw 76 pitches in a shutout by a Cardinals pitcher.
All right, there you go. All right, my second one is something we talked about yesterday on the broadcast. Jonathan India, who is the leadoff man for the Cincinnati Reds, rookie.
Again, you guys getting your research from the Phillies research and development team.
That's right. No, this one came straight from the Reds notes. I just read it. It's right off of it. So he's having a terrific rookie year, is Jonathan India. Right now he leads the National League in on-base percentage. He is trying to become the first rookie to lead his league in on-base percentage since Shoeless Joe Jackson back in 1911 did it, and Cuckoo Cuthbert did it back in 1926. They're the only two players that have ever done it. And and now Jonathan India is closing in on being able to do for that, although he's been not so good in this series.
Thank God.
Which is great news for the Bills. One more day. But Shoeless Joe, I mean, how cool is that?
Yeah, especially with the Field of Dreams game this past week.
Exactly.
My last one is the no-hitter by Tyler Gilbert last night. The no-hitter in his first major league start. Now, he had a relief appearance earlier in the week, but this was his first major league start on August 14th, 2021. Only four pitchers have ever thrown a no-hitter in their first major league start. He's the first one to do it since Bobo Holloman, May 6, 1953. And then the other two were pre-1900. Bumpus Jones, October 15th, 1892. And Ted Frentenstein,
Bumpus Hounds from Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ted Brightenstein, names up, right?
October 4th, 1891. But, hey, going into this week, Murph.
That was cool.
Another big week for the Phils. We're going to try and get the rubber match here against the Reds this afternoon. Off on Monday before a six-game road trip starting. Phillies have three with Arizona, and then they go to San Diego for three. They performed better on the road as of late, although their road record for the season is still 25-32. They have to go. You established this earlier, and I agree. It's right here in the run sheet. They have to go at least 4-2 this week. With the Braves facing the Marlins and Orioles, and the Mets are facing the Giants and the Dodgers. This is a shot to where we have to keep with the Braves and put some dirt on the Mets.
Yeah, no doubt about it. The Mets are headed in the wrong direction. They're hanging on by the skin of their teeth, but hopefully they can bury them and just concentrate on Braves and concentrate on taking care of your business. It starts this week on the West Coast. But win today, too. Win today. Today's a big game for both teams. It's a big game.
Absolutely. So thank you all again for coming out here to
nice
Bud
crowd.
Light Baseball Brunch. We had a lot of fun with you guys.
I need to start running mimosa events.
We're going to have another one in September. We haven't decided yet which one it's going to be. It's either going to be for the Rockies or the Pirates game.
We are going to actually give the kitchen staff a break in September. You guys are free to broadcast both Sundays.
We'll be here. No doubt
about
it.
Both Sundays, but it's just going to be a simple open-up bar. Come up. Enjoy. Doesn't have to be a private event. Bring everybody. Draw anybody. Bring your friends. Drink what you will. Drink what you won't.
Just
eat what you will.
Just know that the rest of the season, we are here every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
The rest of the season for a Phillies home game. We'll be in studio for road games, especially next week. But again, thank you all for listening. To those of you out there and on our social media networks and here, down here at 1100 Social Xfinity Live, what an awesome crowd. What a beautiful day. Let's go, Phillies. And like a 3-1 pitch to Ryan Howard, we are out of here, baby. Everybody enjoy the rest of your Sunday.